5 to 7 9.
The 7 after the hour, painless ways, hopefully to help you out with your various problems. Say hello to WQEN listeners in Roseburg, Oregon, KOZE listeners in Lewiston, Idaho, WVMT listeners in Colchester, I think that's Connecticut. Is it Vermont? Okay, thank you. Yeah, with WVMT. Makes sense, Michael. Thank you. It's good to have Michael around with us, don't you think, Ken?
Absolutely.
He's there answering your calls at 888. I don't know about that, but he's okay for today. 888-553-7536. If you're just joining this program, you don't know what it's about. Ken Kronhaus is an expert in medicine, been practicing for a long time. He got the American Heart Association Postdoctoral Research Fellowship, did lots of internship at Duke University. As far as time is concerned, he's been at it. I've been in Central Florida for 23, 24 years at Lake Cardiology, and as you listen to him and you think, I have a heart problem, I want to get his input, you can call for an appointment. It's easy, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Meanwhile, whatever your medical question, you join us at 888-553-7536. Here's Bill, who's a belcher. Problem we have, I have a problem with it, Bill, so let's see if we can solve your problem or help you out. Here's Dr. Ken.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. Tell me what's going on.
Well, for the past year, I've had a tremendous problem of belching. I'm 39. I'm in great shape for my age, I would say, compared to most people that I see my age. But I get up in the morning, I belch through the night, I belch going to bed. No matter what I eat, it seems to always happen.
Well,
it's not really a heartburn thing down in my heart. It's more up in my... up in the top of my chest, maybe.
Bill, this is a common problem, and we can help you untangle it. You know, belching or flatulence, the gas just doesn't pass through, and it builds up in the stomach and intestines. It can lead to bloating. Do you get some bloating or abdominal discomfort with this?
No, not really. I really don't.
When you have a bowel movement, does it relieve any of this?
No.
Have you changed
it? That doesn't seem to affect it.
Have you changed your diet? People who either eat a lot of grains or fatty foods can sometimes get this?
Well, not really. I haven't really changed my diet, but I've been paying attention to exactly what I eat and what causes it, and I really can't seem to pin it down to anything.
Remember the Blazing Saddles movie? They were sitting around eating the cowboys eating the baked beans?
Uh-huh.
That was a hysterical movie. If you want to put a smile on your face, you know, download or rent that, Blazing Saddles. But broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carbonated drinks, cauliflower, even chewing gum, fruits such as apples, peaches, and pears, hard candy, and lettuce, these are all foods that are common culprits. Any of those you love, Bill?
Well, I drink every morning. I don't like coffee, but I drink one or two of these energy drinks.
Well,
I think that could have something to do with it.
I would, you know, process of elimination, good detective work. I would stop that, see what would happen. Just swallowing air. Often people who, you don't sound like a stressed out or anxious person, but some people just have a tendency to swallow air. You know, they may do a lot of talking while they're eating or just not even realize it. That is a common cause of it. Lactose intolerance, celiac disease, all of these are also possibilities of causing too much gas. Are you a smoker?
No, never smoked in my life.
Well, good for you.
And other than, I might drink a few beers a week, but not what I'd call, you know, maybe 6 or 7 beers in a whole week every week.
I would try eliminating some of these high gas producing foods, right. and and see what happens. If that doesn't resolve it, then it's time to see the GI doctor. They'll test you for lactose intolerance. They'll test you for celiac disease, which is not really too difficult an evaluation. They may do an upper endoscopy, you know, put the little pipe down your throat and take a look down there if all of these other things aren't working. Sometimes irritable bowel syndrome can do this, but you don't sound like you have the abdominal bloating and cramping that goes along with irritable bowel. Your issue sounds a little more up in the upper GI area, and I would first eliminate these foods and see what would happen. And that carbonated drink that you're taking, I would get rid of it.
Well,
carbonation really
it's
horrible.
To the point where my wife is, you know how sometimes you try to hold the noise of the belch inside, but it's a very loud belch even if I hold it inside, and my wife says, that's very annoying. Try not to do that in public.
Yeah, our spouses don't like these things.
Right.
if you got to get it taken care of. You know, I live with a good Southern woman also, and if I make any little noise, I get it hit over my head. So get this taken care of, Bill, for your own happiness.
Good advice. 888-553-7536. Up next on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus's Mark, who's in North Carolina calling. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I kind of wanted to use you for a consult, if I may. I'm a paramedic, and I had an interesting case last week that I have not been able to figure out. I'm wondering if maybe you all have a different take on it that I missed.
Mark, run it by me.
46-year-old male, 6 foot tall, 270 pounds, no history, no meds, no allergies. He's an HVAC technician, and he was changing the air filter in a residential home.
Yes.
About two o'clock in the afternoon, had a sudden onset of several symptoms that continued until we saw him about 9 o'clock that evening. Symptoms included pain at one particular spot in his left calf, in the left groin, and then a chest pain that he described as a pressure sensation, non-radiating. I did a 12 lead on him. It was negative, normal sinus rhythm with no ST elevation, no signs of an immediate heart attack. Got the nitro and the aspirin on board anyway, but I dropped his pressure too much.
What was his respiratory rate?
It was unusually deep and rapid.
I would be concerned about a pulmonary embolism.
Ooh, see, now that's what I was looking for. I was trying to think of something. We were thinking maybe a neurotoxin, you know, some kind of animal bite, but my ER doc couldn't figure it out either, and he's usually pretty sharp.
Not as sharp as Dr. Ken.
Yeah, and not quite as quick either. Well, he was, and I say his respirations were unusually deep and rapid, but
right.
Nice.
I would have not sent
down.
Him out of the, and especially, you know, I would have not sent him out of the emergency room without doing a CTA of his chest and made sure that there was no clot in his lungs. You know, he's got calf pain. He is very sensitive to nitroglycerin. He's breathing rapidly. He's having chest pain when he takes a deep breath in. Blood clot in the lung, Mark.
Very good. Okay, thank you. I'll know better next time to look for that one.
You can call me anytime.
888-553-7536. Blog at drkenshow.com. Just click on the upper right-hand corner where you see the blog tab. All kinds of ways of communicating and connecting here. 15 past the hour. The best way, though, is to dial 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken and Doug with today's health question. Your stomach, how does it feel right now? Maybe some of you have been in the service, you know what it's like to be in a war zone. Does your stomach feel like that war zone? Are you downing a lot of over-the-counter stomach aids, the antacids that you see advertised, and it doesn't do any good? Nothing seems to relieve your stomach pain, your bloating, the gas. This is something, actually, for the last person that called, Bill, you might want to check out the Natron Healthy Trinity, which is a pioneer in probiotics, been around for 30 years. Ken is a doctor. He sees a lot of patients who suffer from these symptoms and has found that the Natron Healthy Trinity is the perfect antidote. Is it? We have anecdotal evidence that it's the perfect antidote, Ken.
not only anecdotal, we have good scientific controlled studies showing that it's effective. And I recommend the Natron's Healthy Trinity for all of these stomach and intestinal problems, because your stomach and intestine won't work well unless you give it a continuous infusion down your throat of healthy bacteria. You must get these. I strongly recommend. Don't be afraid of healthy bacteria. Your body needs it, especially your stomach and intestines, to work properly. And it'll also give added benefits of zooming up your immune system to fight all those foreign bodies and bugs that shouldn't be in your body.
Give your stomach a chance. Give your intestines a chance. Give the folks at Natron a chance. Natron's Healthy Trinity is available, and they now have the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't feel a happy, healthier tummy within 90 days, Natron will give you your money back, no questions asked. Here's what you do. You dial 888-9-NATRON. You'll get the Good Day Health free 14-day supply with your order of Natron. So you get the regular supply plus 14 days more. Call 888-9-NATRON. That's 888-9-N-A-T-R-E-N. You can go to the web, natron.com. But I think the best way for you to kind of really get to it and be able to talk to somebody about this, ask for the Good Day Health Special. You'll get all the right treatment at 888-962-8736.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use bullfrog marathon mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken.
Bill. The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
That other number. 888-553-7536. Call Dr. Ken, get his expertise. Coming up in the next half hour, a lot of information about sleep, a lot of important discoveries about sleep and news about sleep. So we'll take some time to figure out what it is in the news that could be interesting and helpful to you. Meanwhile, back to your calls. Donna in Tuscaloosa, is that right? Tennessee. All right, sorry about that, Donna. Hi.
Hi. What I wanted to know, my husband, he's 50 years old, and back last year he started, you know, coughing real bad, and his face had turned beet red, and he just blacked out. I mean, he's gotten hurt, broke ribs, busted his head. I've even gotten hurt trying to catch him, to keep him from getting hurt. And he's gone to a doctor, and they tell him it's his blood pressure, but I'm afraid he's going to cough and behind the wheel and hurt himself or hurt somebody else. We just wonder what it could be.
Boy, if you were my wife, I'd want to be as healthy as I could be.
Yes, sir.
He's not concerned about himself?
Yes, sir, because he told me this morning, we listen to y'all every morning, and he told me this morning to get the number and call. And
okay,
just...
good. Donna, that's you're a great wife, and that's half the battle. It sounds like he really does want some help. And, you know, he needs – does he have a good internist? Because if he's coughing and getting short of breath and passing out, you know there's something going on, and it needs to be looked at. It's either his lungs or his heart system. And, you know, this is what we do all day. He just needs a good overall physical examination, someone to listen to his heart and his lungs, and then to decide what sort of tests need to be done. You know, this could be one of many things, but he needs to be seen, probably a good internist to start off with, and then either seeing the cardiologist or the lung specialist if they can't figure it out.
Yes, sir. I mean, we spend a bunch of money, you know, just him going to a doctor. And he gets told the same thing, you know.
What have they done What have they done so far for him? He has seen somebody?
Yes, sir. They give him blood pressure medicine.
How high is his blood pressure?
His blood pressure is normal.
Okay.
Has he had a blood pressure machine?
Has he had a chest X-ray?
Yes, sir. They say his lungs are okay.
What about his heart rate? Have they measured his heart rate when he feels like he's about to pass out? Does that go down?
Yes, sir, it does. Okay, I mean, he gets like a blood red, and it really scares me.
So they have correlated his low heart rate with these episodes?
Well, they just told him, you know, take this blood pressure medicine.
Okay, well, I'd be concerned that his heart rate may be getting a little low or his oxygen levels are getting low, and those just need to be checked, and this could be all untangled, Donna.
Yes,
getting
sir.
To the right doctor, either a heart or a lung doctor, could untangle all this for you.
Yes, sir. Well, I thank you so much.
You are
that
welcome.
That Doug, he cracks me up. When my feet hit the floor, I got it on my
radio. He cracks me up also. We're holding hands, Donna.
That's all right.
And if you can't get resolution, I would ask, it sounds to me like your internist has had a chance at this. I would ask to go see a heart doctor next week. And if the heart doctor can't figure it out, you give me a call back, okay?
Okay, because he's tried to quit smoking. He's actually got down to a half a pack now.
Uh-huh.
Get him off of those horrible things. Donna,
I'm trying.
Thanks. Thank you. Good luck
good
to you
woman.
And to that man in your life. 888-553-7536. Karen is in Alabama. She wants to talk to Dr. Ken, and now she gets her wish. Go ahead, Karen. You're on with the doctor.
Hey, Dr. Kent. Nice to talk with you.
I love your southern accents, let me tell you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, listen, I'm having trouble with my thyroid.
Okay.
I went to my lung doctor yesterday. I'm having a little asthma problem, but he said, do you know you've lost 60 pounds since you were here last year?
Have you been trying, Karen?
No, it's my thyroid.
And what other symptoms are you having?
Just heart palpitations,
okay.
Itching, hair falling out, nails very weak, brittle.
Karen, you are a textbook of high thyroid, hyperthyroidism, and I don't want to scare you because usually this is very treatable, but I want you to get this taken care of yesterday because untreated, the level of, this is not a good way to lose weight. I know you're probably glad you lost all this weight, but this is...
Dr. Kent.
I'm sorry?
I've been on thyroid medicine for about 5 years.
Well, you've been on thyroid replacement?
Yes.
Because you had low thyroid?
Yes.
Well, then.
And my question is,
okay.
It's been so out of whack in the last year, and they're not, they can't seem to get it right, my primary doctor, and I got the feeling so bad the other day I couldn't even get out of
Karen,
bed.
Bless your heart. Karen, bless your heart. This shouldn't be so hard. It sounds to me like you're just being over-medicated. You need an endocrinologist, a specialist in the thyroid. This should be something. I can't believe they're having all this trouble. Maybe you're having some interactions with something else. You want to get on Synthroid. You want to get your free T3 and free T4 and TSH checked. That's the most modern way to follow all this up, and this should not be a hard project to do. And if your primary care can't do it, you ask on Monday to get referred to an endocrinologist. They'll take care of this for you.
888-553-7536, another half hour of important information, medical info, and help for you at 888-55-DR-KEN. Half past the hour now. Good day weekend, good day health. I'm Doug Steffen.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the weekend.
Good day, weekend. Time is 33 past the hour. You're listening to the weekly involvement, the chats Dr. Ken has with dozens of people every week here on this program. He's available for info, consultation at 800 Lake Cardio, and he also is available on the Good Day Weekday program with his daily dose of important medical information. This past week, a lot of time devoted to sleep, a word that I've always found hard to say. An S and an L together somehow or other doesn't come out of my mouth well. Sleep. So with all of the focus, the discoveries about sleep, this week, I noticed that it was a I'm a napper, so this caught my attention. Hammocks are great, apparently, and I wonder why. I mean, it's nice to be outside in the cool, nice under the tree, a cool place for a nap, but why a hammock?
Doug, you're good at picking the fascinating stories. This one got me also. This was published in Current Biology this week, that rocking as you fall asleep, it actually affects your brain waves, hastening the descent into slumber. And this could explain why everyone from babies to adults find rocking soothing. And they may also come in handy for people hoping to grab, as you're saying, a quick afternoon nap, which has been shown to definitely refresh the brain. And this may be the method.
A nap is very good, very healthy. Some of the other things that have been recently discussed, sleep quality. You get good sleep, the quality of your life is much better. If you're a person who's just dismayed, depressed all the time, this can really help you out as well, right?
Absolutely. This was from the Associated Professional Sleep Society's meeting in Minneapolis a week or two ago. Doug, people who got 6 to 9 hours of sleep each night, they rate the quality of their life higher, and they're less likely to feel depressed than those who sleep less.
And then the article about, we were just talking about this off the air, blood pressure, if you have sleep deprivation, you get a lot of stress. So these things you can find out. All right, so you got a problem, and this is an interesting report. After they tell you this is a problem, then how do you deal with it?
Stressful day after a poor night of sleep may especially be, as you're suggesting, a very bad combination for blood pressure. The blood pressure rises 10 more points when sleep deprivation is added to stress.
All right, so then what do you, Is it easy as getting a good night's sleep?
Exactly. It's all lifestyle.
So how do you do? But some people say they can't shut down or they don't go to sleep and they've tried melatonin and they've tried this and they've tried that. Ambien, even, you don't want to get people addicted to stuff like that. But is there almost a foolproof way of getting a good night's of going to sleep and staying asleep for 6-7 hours?
Well, being aware that there's an issue, which most people don't have enough insight into it when they're not solving it, but becoming aware that the stress is an issue, keeping untangling from the stress the best you can, exercising but not too close to the bedtime, getting rid of the caffeine. You should not have any caffeine after 5 o'clock in the afternoon if you're having trouble sleeping. And once the doctor says it's okay, get into that exercise program, but don't do it too late at night.
All right, so caffeine is bad. What about wine? A lot of people like to have wine before they go to bed.
That's okay. See how it affects you. Some it affects well, some it doesn't. You don't want to eat solid food, though, within 3 to 4 hours of going to sleep.
Now, the lack of sleep and these other things, the stress affects your emotional abilities, does it not?
Absolutely. You want to add some sweetness to your life, just make sure that you get, adults need 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, as part of all these studies this past week, women, married, or partners, if you don't have a good night's rest, it's not good for the relationship. I mean, there's some obvious anecdotal things to that, but also some things that have been discovered in terms of scientific exercises.
Doug, when mama's happy, everyone's happy. My daughter just put on Chicago, and I heard that over and over. When wives can't fall asleep, that tends to trigger marital tension the next day, whereas the sleep issues of husbands barely impact spousal relationships.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess we can draw a conclusion.
And I didn't make this up. No, this came out of Sleep 2011 meeting in Minneapolis.
888-553-7536. Alberta is in South Dakota, or maybe South Dakota is in Alberta, but I'm betting it's Alberta who's here with us. Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I have different problems, and I don't know if they're all related.
What's the most important one to you? Which one bothers you the most?
I have one leg that is swelling double in size, cannot get it to come down. Sigvaris hose does not work.
Let's talk about that. So you have one as opposed to both legs that are swollen, because when both swell together, that triggers a whole different number of possible causes. The key with having one leg swell, when you awaken in the morning after that 7 to 8 hours of great sweet sleep, so you're sweet in the morning, does that swelling go away?
No.
Does it get any better, or is it just as worse before you went to bed?
It's just the same.
Okay. So you do not have what is so common, what we call venous insufficiency, where the veins are just weakened, the valves are weakened in the veins, and the gravity just pulls it down. Okay. So here we need to think about, do you have a clot in that vein in that leg? That would be the biggest area of concern. It's what I'd want to make sure you don't have. I don't want to alarm you, Alberta, but that would you know us doctors, we always think about the worst things first. It's just in our DNA. So we want to protect you from the worst thing, get you into a safe place. So I would ask you, have you ever had an ultrasound recently of that leg to make sure there's no clot in that vein in that leg?
Yes, in December.
Well, okay, so this has been going on. It's now the end of June. This has been going on since December?
It's been going on probably since last summer.
Okay, so
you
have a year of one of the legs being swollen. So you had a good ultrasound of that leg?
Yes.
And everything was fine?
Yes.
They couldn't find a thing?
Not a thing.
Okay. And what have you been seen by a vein specialist?
Yes.
And what did the vascular specialist think?
He's dumbfounded.
He's dumbfounded. Have they repeated that ultrasound?
Yes.
You've had it done a second time?
Yes.
By a different...
I've seen three different ones.
Okay, good. Well, you have good advice here. And again, they couldn't see anything?
No.
All right. When you look at the skin, is there any redness to it, blueness to it? Is it cold? Is it hot?
Nope. And no bruising, no pain, no nothing.
Okay. Have they looked at your lymph circulate flow?
That was my next question.
I bet this is lymphedema.
Because the lymph nodes in my throat, back by the back of my jaw, have been sore for quite some time.
Well, you guys are testing me today. You're putting me up to the ropes today. This is great.
I know.
You're helping my future dementia today with the callers. These are great calls
great.
Today. And what I'm going to suggest, this sounds to me like lymphedema. Go back to the vascular doctor or the best vascular doctor in the area. And ask them about possible lymphedema, okay?
All right.
And let me know what happens.
Okay.
It's been
Thank
a pleasure.
You, ma'am.
I hope hopefully Alberta we help.
888-553-7536. Chad is either in Idaho or Iowa, I think. All right, so Iowa, we found you. Chad, go ahead, please. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Yes, sir. I've been taking Shantex for the last 2 weeks.
What's Shantex?
Shantex is a stop smoking. Very effective, but you have to watch out for some concerning issues with it.
Yeah. Well, they forewarned me about the dreams, and I've known people who have taken it before, and they told me the dreams were, you know, just pretty.
It can turn you into, it can turn you, it's a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. It can turn, the other Chad, the anti-Chad can come out with this drug. Have you had some strange mental changes with it?
Well, my girlfriend's noticed a little bit of maybe agitation that I haven't really noticed.
And Chad, I don't mean to, let's get serious for a second, because when I prescribe this drug, I want to make sure, because it's the most effective weapon I have at getting you off of cigarettes, and it's still only about 25-30% effective. That's how hard it is. But the other drugs are even less effective. But let's be set for serious for 30 seconds, Chad. I really assess somebody's mental state before I do it, and I want somebody who's in their happy place, very, very emotionally intact and not going through some bad times, because this drug, if you're having any emotional mental issues, can make it so bad and bring out some things that you don't want to know. You know, between you and me, how is your mental state these days?
I think I'm pretty happy. I really don't have any big stressors or anything like that. Our big concern is like when I'm sleeping. Like I said, the dreams were a concern, but usually I don't mind the dreams, you know, bad dreams, good dreams, you know, it's just like a movie to me. But I've been sitting up and throwing punches and throwing elbows in the bed and waking up in different rooms. And
doing some sleepwalking?
Yeah, sleepwalking. And my girlfriend, she's 110 pounds, and I'm 215 pounds, and she's worried I'm going to elbow her or, you know, like I said, I'm...
Yeah, it's scary for your significant to see these things. It is. Well, you know, we're talking about the adverse effects. Have there been any benefits? Have you gotten off the cigarettes?
Yeah. Yep. For a week now.
You have?
Yeah.
How long did your doctor prescribe this for? 12 weeks?
Yeah, it's going to be for 12 weeks.
And how much have you taken already?
I've just finished the second week.
The second week?
Yep.
All right. I would be very cautious about proceeding with this. You know, have you ever had any depression or any mental health problems?
Not anything that require, like, a doctor or anything like that. You know, just normal things that happen in life that, you know, make you sad for a while.
So just reactive sadness, but no real clinical depression?
Yeah, nothing to where I couldn't say, well, I don't know why I'm feeling like this. You know, it's usually something I can identify the problem and deal with it and get over it.
Okay. Maybe they can tie you down in a rubber room so you don't hurt yourself while you're sleepwalking.
But, well, we're thinking about separate beds, and, you know, I was like, man, is this going to get worse as I keep taking this or not?
Well, this just gives you more incentive to get off the cigarettes so you don't need another 12 weeks of it.
Right. Yeah, no doubt.
Chad, just, you know, continue it, but cautiously, and she loves you. Let her give you the feedback, how you're doing, and if this does worsen in any way, talk to your doctor. But the fact that you're not smoking, you know, I'm so happy to hear that, but don't let anything else get any worse. And when you get off the phone with me and you remember ever having any mental health problems, then, you know, I would talk to the doctor because my advice would change, okay?
No, I understand that. Thank you.
Chad, it's been a pleasure. Good luck. Congratulations. You've been off for a couple of weeks.
553-7536. Get off those smokes. One of the things, there are patches for this, and unfortunately, one of the things that Salon Paws can't do is help you with smoking, but it sure can help you in lots of other ways, Ken.
Salon Paws is just a wonderful product. It's the first FDA patch approved for mild to moderate pain. There's a separate patch for pain. There's a separate patch for arthritis. It doesn't go through your stomach, your intestines. It won't create adverse effects throughout your body. It goes right to the source. And the thing that Doug and I really like about it, it's greaseless. If you're dealing with arthritis or pain, you really want to try this. FDA approved, and it's been around for decades, used in other countries by many, many people.
Very cool stuff. You can get free samples of all the Salon Paws products by going to drkenshow.com. Click on the Salon Paws button. Stop the pain at the site with Salon Paws. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Phil Harper.
And Lauren Velez. When you're trying to save your home from foreclosure,
don't let people scam you.
I can give you a loan with no strings attached.
You don't work for a bank.
But I can't give you a good deal.
Foreclosure is not a joke.
I know.
You send me letters, emails, you came to my home.
Don't talk to the wrong guys. Talk to HUD.
They will connect you to HUD-approved housing counselors that can help you.
Now is the time to act. If you think you've been a victim of discrimination, go to HUD.gov/fairhousing or call 1-800-669-9777.
Health in the focus, yours most importantly, 888-553-7536. Susie calls us from El Paso, listening to KTSM. Hi, Susie.
Hello, Doug. Hello, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Susie.
Hi there. I have always been a health nut all my life. I've always taken elevators. I've always taken stairs, rather, never the elevators. And I often think about 911. If I were one of the unfortunates caught in the Twin Towers, I would never have made it down because my knees don't get me up and down stairs anymore.
Oh, bless your heart.
And in order to go up a stair, I need to hold on to the railing, hold on very tight, and I pull myself up. And I have to hold on as well to go down. I could never do stairs in the middle of the stairs without holding on to something. And it's affected my mobility. Even getting out of a car is difficult. I have to pull myself out of a car. I'm 62, but I look young. I feel young. And I
sound young.
It's really brought me down. And I wonder, is this, and I never have pain in my knees. Do I need surgery, Dr. Ken? And can you tell me what condition I suffer from?
Sure, you need a diagnosis. Let's make sure it's your knees and not a muscle weakness. Do you have trouble standing up?
I do not have trouble standing up, but I get very fatigued from standing up very long. But that's from, I'm a breast cancer survivor. I had a lot of chemo, 16 cycles of chemo.
Yes.
So I suffer from chronic fatigue from that, Dr. Ken. I'm 8 years out.
Okay, so and you're supporting where I'm going, Susie. Congratulations on being a survivor.
Thank you.
How do we know it's your knees and it's not more of a generalized muscle weakness?
I don't know that.
Okay, because that's what I'm a little concerned about. There is something called patella maltracking syndrome where you get a little bit of weakness in the knees. And I don't know if you have flat feet, but you need to get your muscles checked. A neurologist would be your next move.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Love is the drug for me. 888-553-7536. We've talked about a lot of things today. Pain and suffering, help with various parts of one's body that isn't working as well as you'd like it to work. Then, of course, there is the element of the business of government, getting into the business of health care. Meanwhile, you suffer, and nothing is better, something that is extraordinarily annoying to those of us who want to see the government out of our lives.
Probably causes a lot of headaches, doesn't it, Doug?
I think you're right about that. Don in Salt Lake, good to have you on board, sir. What can we do for you?
I get headaches that start on the left side of my neck, and it's been going on for 15 years, and now it's going up my head, and I get it's starting into migraines, and I notice it when I eat a lot of greasy foods, mainly.
Ah, you know, that you're doing a good bit of diagnosis, Don, because initially when I started hearing it on the back of your head, you know, that sounded more like a tension or muscle tension headache. But then when you start talking about specific foods triggering it, and this is why history is so important. It's hard to be a veterinarian. But, you know, giving a good history like this, how you're doing, Don, that makes me think more, yes, like a vascular, a migraine headache, because there's a specific food trigger which migraine headaches can come on like that. So I think you've done a good job of diagnosing. So have you been treated for migraines?
Well, no, I had an epidural a couple of weeks ago, and I had to get some Lortabs. That seems to help when it gets worse.
Okay, let's, because there's post-epidural headaches. That's a whole different kind of headache. Did this start before the epidural?
Before.
I thought this has been going on for a while.
No, I've had it for 15 years.
Yes,
and,
okay.
My back hurt about 5 years ago.
So, you know, if you get up too quickly after getting an epidural, which I hope you never do, you'll have one of the worst headaches you've ever had. So this, I don't think it's related to the epidural. Are you a chronic pain person for other reasons?
No.
Or did you have surgery?
No.
Why did you have an epidural?
My lower back, the discs are ruptured.
Okay, so, and that was therapeutic, I would imagine, to get some relief?
Yeah.
Okay. So Did the headache, is this a new character to the headache? Has the headache changed after the epidural, or is this just the same old headache you've had all these years?
Well, that epidural actually helped. I was getting headaches every day. Now I get them less. But
less.
I just got one this morning, and about 15 years ago, a neurologist prescribed Furoset or Butalbital.
Okay.
And that helps quite a bit, but that's been going on for 15 years. I've been taking it.
You don't need to just cover up what's going on. You need specific therapy. You know, you don't need to just be on a pain medicine. You have what sounds to me specifically like migraine headaches, and I would get to either your primary doctor, or if they're challenged by this, then go to a neurologist who specializes in headaches. And, you know, you need pain relievers and specific drugs. We use, you know, there's a lot of different classes of medicines that we use for migraine headaches, and the headache doctor can talk to you about the things you can do to try to prevent these. There's sometimes other drugs we use when it becomes a big deal to prevent it. So, Don, there's a lot of hope here. You just need to get to a headache specialist. You've got the diagnosis here. Now, that's the biggest problem with your headaches, because there are many different kinds.
I remember once you said there was a nerve going up the back of the neck on the left side.
There's muscle tension headaches, which are very commonly described as you initially did. They start on the back of the neck, and you can just feel the back of that neck get so tight when you get your headache. This is very common, but that's not precipitated by food.
Okay, I'll go to a neurologist and check it out.
I would go to a neurologist, and, you know, acupuncture, biofeedback, manual therapy, all help. If you don't want to go down the drug route, you can start with some of these alternative therapies that have been shown to work for chronic migraine pain.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call, and everybody else. The calls today have been excellent. There are a couple of quick items here. A warning about drugs. Is it Procrit? Is that how you pronounce that? Epogen and Aranesp?
Yes, I'm so glad you brought this up, Doug. Big FDA warning. These are drugs that are wonderful breakthroughs. When the kidneys aren't working, they don't make the hormones that we need to get the blood counts up. Big warning, you don't want your hemoglobin above 10 when you're using this. Only when the hemoglobin's less than 10, because it increases the risk of stroke.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, check it out, drkenshow.com, for the health newsletter. Lots of information.